Lecture 9, Theravada Buddhism in Southeast Asia.
In the last two lectures, we've considered two of the ways Buddhism changed as it expanded out of its homeland, out of its original homeland in northern India. Disputes in the Buddhist community within the Sangha generated a series of sectarian movements that were known by the name Nikaya. The word Nikaya is not a particularly important technical word. It simply means school. And it's used to designate these sectarian movements that began to spin out in the Buddhist community after that event that's known as the Second Buddhist Council. We also saw in the last lecture that Buddhist artists and Buddhist craftsmen, whether all of these were artists in any recognizable sense is hard to know, but certainly craftsmen who were working in the Buddhist tradition developed different ways of representing the concept of the Buddha in visual form. First, of course, in the aniconic images that we discussed that are so problematic and difficult to interpret, and then, of course, in that full range of physical images that have been so important as a representation of the Buddhist tradition worldwide. We spoke about a few of the styles that were significant, the Mathura style, the Gandharan style, and the Gupta style, but there were more, and we'll have a chance in time to talk about those as we move through the later historical periods in the development of the Buddhist tradition. Now, many of these early sects, like these early Buddhist artifacts, are really historical objects at this point. We can study them in museums or we can read about them in texts, but we can't actually meet them on the street. They're not something that really is, as it were, an active representation of the Buddhist tradition today. One of these early sects, however, one of these early Nikayas is still active. This is the Theravada tradition in Southeast Asia. The word Theravada is the Pali form of the word Staviravada that I mentioned when we were talking about these sectarian movements. It means simply the doctrine of the elders. So it is, in its designation, a conservative tradition. It preserves the doctrine of this elderly, wise branch of the community, so it's oriented toward the preservation of Buddhist tradition. It expanded into Sri Lanka and then out into the rest of Southeast Asia, and it maintains for us today a pretty good vision, actually, of aspects of the Buddhist tradition as it would have been practiced in India in those early centuries after the death of the Buddha. Now, the history of the Theravada tradition in Sri Lanka and Burma and Thailand and in other countries of Southeast Asia is obviously going to be too difficult too complex, really, for us to discuss fully in only a half-hour lecture. We have other places in this course we have to visit in the northern parts of Asia, and we've got other movements we have to consider, so we can't linger too long on this very appealing and very influential aspect of the Buddhist tradition. But I'd like to use this lecture to give you a taste of the history of the Theravada by looking at three representative figures who have shaped the development of the Theravada tradition as we know it today, and as we would encounter it if we went to visit the Buddhist communities in Sri Lanka or Thailand or Burma or one of the other places where the Theravada is practiced and active in Southeast Asia. The figures I have in mind are King Ashoka, the ancient king of the Mauryan dynasty who became the prototype of the righteous king or Dhammaraja, and whose son, according to Buddhist legend, became the first Buddhist missionary who carried the Buddhist tradition down into Southeast Asia. The second figure is King Mongkut of Thailand, who reigned from 1851 to 1868, and who, before he became king, spent 25 years in the monastery as a monk. And then, when he was instituted as king, began a reform movement to modernize the Thai Sangha. He's a king who had an enormous impact on Buddhist life in Thailand and crystallizes for us an important aspect of modern Theravada Buddhism.